is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting from the farm, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. This hour, we're going to talk about defending rural America. With Kirk McKenzie, defendruralamerica.com. Welcome, Kirk.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, at the top of the hour news, there was there was a piece that said that the first golfer, he was talking about if lawmakers don't go along with his agenda, he'll just go it alone. He's planning the destruction of the United States of America. And I've been thinking about this. Anyone who voted for the first golfer, please don't come to my house. You're not welcome. You're not welcome at my house if you voted for the first golfer and his regime that is destroying the economy of the United States of America. I went through his TSA yesterday. And I was inspected and detected, and those boneheads almost made me miss my flight. They have no concern about us, we the people. They really don't. They put their hands down my pants. As a matter of fact, Kirk, let me share this with you. So I was in this long line. Why was I in a long line for TSA? Because the computer shut down. The computer shut down. Everybody's in line. Nobody's getting on their planes because TSA is holding us up because their computers were shut down. Finally, they get the computers restarted. I have to take off my shoes. I have to take off everything in my anything metal on me. I have to empty out my pockets. And then this guy decides that he's going to pat me down, and that's fine. And I don't want to go to a private room. So not only does he pat me down, he uses these gloves. And then he says, you know what, I better test these gloves before I start with you to make sure that they won't trigger an alarm. So he tests the gloves, and they set off the alarm. That's before he even touches me, okay? So, and I said, now what would have happened if you used those gloves, those same gloves, to pat me down, and they tested positively? He said, oh, we would have strip searched you. So here's a guy telling me that the gloves are contaminated before I even got there, and I would have had to be strip searched and abused by these pedophiles that work for TSA because the gloves are contaminated. But he was kind enough to change his gloves, and they didn't test positively for terrorism. What I'm saying is these guys are in the way of commerce. And not only are they in the way of commerce, they're in the way of producing goods and services at the level that we farmers support our country with. I am a cattle farmer, and these guys are getting in my way. Kirk, can you respond to that?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, we have really become a regime, I think is the correct word. I think we have an occupied federal government.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the key here is that I think a lot of people understand that. I guess that a lot of the listeners to your show, you know, are kind of preparing for the worst, which is probably not a bad idea. I'm kind of on the viewpoint that we need to try and mobilize the fight back, and I think we can turn this around if we get enough people to actually work together in a cooperative fashion and focus on the things that really count. I'm an advocate of, you know, turning this thing around and getting our country back.
All right, how do we do it, Kirk?
Well, I think, you know, once people begin to understand there's an agenda and, you know, come to really understand that in their gut, then I think it becomes a little bit easier, hopefully, to get people the proper motivation to actually do things, work together to turn around. And I think that my conclusion is the federal government is pretty much taken over. The states, at least here in California, for example, where I live, that's pretty much taken over. I think it's down to the counties. I think if we can get people to focus on their counties and their county supervisors, commissioners, their sheriffs, and so forth, and turn these into constitutional counties, You know, we have a lot of people trying to create national campaigns and programs. I say, hey, look, just focus on your own county. Let somebody else focus on their county. And if we can start turning these counties around and becoming constitutional counties with constitutional sheriffs, constitutional supervisors who really truly understand what that means and start taking initiatives at the local level, I think we can then kind of take things back from the bottoms up, if you will.
Kirk, I just came back from Las Vegas. I got back last night, and I went to directly from the airport in Springfield, Missouri, to our every Monday meetup where our listeners and our radio broadcast classroom students meet, and we have a seminar. Last night I gave them the update of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference in Las Vegas, and there were a lot of sheriffs and chiefs of police and peace officers there. 39 of them signed a document that I think is the Declaration of Independence of our day. And I'm not exaggerating. These sheriffs and peace officers decided that if it is not in accordance with the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution, it is not legal. And they will not enforce illegal mandates that come from the federal government. They've drawn the line in the sand. And the line in the sand, you know, we're looking at taking America back from these thugs in Washington, D.C. We really are. But these sheriffs are doing nothing more than what we would expect them to do, which is defend and uphold the constitutions of their state and of the United States and the Bill of Rights. That's all we'd want them to do anyway. But we have lost our way. We have militarized our counties. We have usurped authority that we do not have. I'm talking about the counties and the governments. They're taxing us into extinction. And all of this has got to stop. And these sheriffs have decided that they are standing for we the people. And if need be, against the thugocracy emanating from Washington and these other local governments that are running out of control. So 39 sheriffs have signed on. And they have put their necks way, way out to do this. So I want to share with you that has been done in a document that I have the document. I have the first document. I have the revised document. I have it here right in the studio. I cannot release it yet because it's not my position to release this document. But within about 2 weeks, it will make news as a press release, and it will reach the people. And we will read the entire document and post it on our website. But yes, we are taking America back exactly as you are describing. So what's the first step that we should do to eliminate the thugocracies that are surrounding us?
Well, I think that, let me take on, you know, Sheriff Richard Mack and the other sheriff's program. I'm a 100% supporter of that. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I held an event at Wairika back a couple of years ago. The video went viral from that. It was called the Sheriff Stand Tall for the Constitution. I'm the guy that organized that event with Sheriff John Lopey and others. The sheriffs is a tremendous step forward, and it can be a real backbone for this. We have a couple of these. Fortunately, we have a lot of these in Northern California. We have Sheriff Margaret Mims in Fresno County. We have some in Oregon. And, then, of course, there's others around the state that I have not met. Mm-hmm. The key here, however, is that they don't control the budget, that they don't control the votes. We really have got to get constitutional supervisors and commissioners. And this is where it hits the rub. You know, I kind of focused on rural America because the coasts are lost. California is lost. You know, Chicago's lost. New York City's lost. Washington, D.C.'s lost. We're not going to win those. We have got to, in my opinion, focus on the area where we still have the values and we still have the resources and so forth, which to me is rural America. And we have people who really do believe in the Constitution, and I had expected to really make tremendous progress. Well, we've had a lot of progress, but not nearly at the rate I like. And it kept coming down to how do these boards of supervisors and commissioners vote? Do they vote to represent their people? And, you know, you kept getting this kind of wishy-washy, well, you know, we got to study it more, blah, 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 blah. I finally peeled that all back. I think that people need to understand that per a Supreme Court decision, an unconstitutional Supreme Court decision, They have ruled the counties cannot keep your property taxes. Property taxes now are a form of state tax. They go directly to the state. So, for example, in Fresno County, I think it's something like only something like 10 to 15% of the property taxes actually stay in Fresno County. 85, 87% goes to the state of California. And then those monies come back with conditions on them. And so the counties, although we were paying the taxes, they're no longer receiving their pay from us. They're receiving it from the federal government. They're receiving it from the state. They're receiving it from special interests, regional governments, you know, all these corruptions to the system. And effectively, when the money was taken away from them, they kind of became prostitutes. The biggest person, the most important person in the county now is the grant writer who's looking to find sources of money. So, for example, I just happen to know Fresno County numbers, 47% of their budget comes from outside of the county in one shape or another, which means that half of the people in the county government are essentially working on behalf of interests outside the county rather than their constituents. And this needs to be widely understood and attacked head on. Because if you allow people money to flow across political boundaries in this way and allow the federal government, the state government, United Nations Agenda 21, you know, you name it, to essentially bribe our officials, and our officials then use their elected offices, which are supposed to represent us, and in fact they sell these services, they're breaking the law. And I think that we have got to begin to assert legal remedies. And we've got to certainly take activism in the elections and so forth and begin to get people in these counties, not just sheriffs. Sheriffs is tremendous, believe me. But we have got to take over the supervisors, and we have to get them restored to being constitutional people. And then I think we have a basis to actually move forward very, very quickly. That's part of what our process is, our goal is right now.
Kirk McKenzie, let me ask you this. When I was at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Conference over the weekend, of course I was with Richard Mack and many of the other sheriffs, the most notable sheriffs in the United States of America. I said to Sam Bushman, I said, Sam, I've got to run for sheriff. I can't believe it. I have to run for sheriff. And he said, no, you can't do that. You're too valuable to run for sheriff. And I thought, what are you talking about? He said, no, you can reach more people on the radio. Now, when we come back, I've got a question for Kirk McKenzie. Should I run for sheriff? Should I run for county commissioner? Or should I stay on the radio? What is the best thing that I can do to help take back America?
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Kirk McKenzie is with us. DefendRuralAmerica.com. So my question to Kirk is, I'm a farmer. Kirk, you know that. I raise black Angus cows on my farm here in Missouri. And in my spare time, I'm a broadcaster. And I want to take America back. I know there's corruption. I am not happy with my sheriff. There is corruption, you know, within our county. I guess I have been, Mrs. F and I have been elected as committee people, Republican committee people. Of course, I'm not happy with the Republican Party. So now the question is, should I run for sheriff? Should I run for county commissioner, or should I stay on the radio? What do you think? And then let's expand that onto what our class, our listeners, should be doing. Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And the answer is really clear. You're running for commissioner. And let me kind of give you some background why.
Okay.
The thing about broadcast, it's a terrific way to reach a lot of people, but there's no organization that follows through on that. And, you know, we had, for example, Glenn Beck called an event in Washington, D.C., and a million people came. They showed up, and then they went home. They don't know how to reach each other. There's no organization. There's nothing. There's just, you know, something happened, but there's no follow-up. So, you know, Defend Rural America has been about not just, you know, getting people to meetings, collecting names, email addresses, and hooking them up, and creating a communications grid, and then putting a strategy to that, and so forth. And so that addresses that first question. Now, between sheriff and the commissioners, the answer really gets down to the money. The commissioners control the money. Mm-hmm. And if I look at all of this movement, and I look at what needs to be done. For example, I believe that one thing that needs to happen right now is to address the major threat to rural America, which turns out to be neo-environmentalism. And so, for example, endangered species listings, which are fraudulent. And there's a process to go ahead and write commentary. Well, you can actually challenge these before they ever become lawsuits, where it's still cheap. If you do it right, you can stop them in their tracks in many cases. And so the cost to do this is maybe a few thousand dollars. Try and raise a few thousand dollars for volunteer efforts. Mm-hmm. Volunteer people are just not volunteering money.
Right.
And so if you really want to be able to fight these battles on a sustained basis, you need to have a sustained source of money. And to me, the only place that's going to come from is from the county budgets. And therefore, you have to have control of the purse strings, and you have to be able to put some money to where it really counts to represent the people, not just, you know, selling off your office to somebody else. Now, as an example of how money counts, let's take Sheriff Gil Gilbertson up in Oregon. You probably met Gil. You know, when he stepped out to be a constitutional sheriff, he's one of the people that was on the panel that I had up a couple years ago in Wairika. You know, they cut his budget by 70%, until the point it was just him and a deputy sheriff. So control over the purse strings really is the ultimate thing that you want. And I think it's a criminal situation we have where three people or five people control the destinies of tens of thousands or even millions of people, but that's the system we have. And the federal government understands that. So the only voice they care about are those three or five people. They don't care about anybody else. They really don't. Because those are the only three or five people that really count at the end of the day. They're the only ones that have a voice. And their voice is being bought off. So to me, it's very clear. You've got to be able to, I think the people have got to stop electing administrators and start electing patriots. That's what we need to have in these offices, and I think that once you have the control of those counties, then you can start to apply some budgets, and you do that multiple counties at a time in parallel, and you have those people in a coordinated fashion working together towards common goals, then I think we can do this relatively quickly. But we've got to have some money that's on a sustainable basis, and that's the way I see it coming.
Kirk, I think what you said is absolutely brilliant and succinct. Stop electing administrators and start electing patriots. I think you're absolutely right, because when I look at administrators, I look at people, I have a mental image of these guys and gals, and they wear white shirts and they don't get their hands dirty. They just tell people what to do because they have some either assumed authority or actual authority. And they're not experts in anything that I know of. I mean, I've worked for administrators. I like managers. Managers roll their sleeves up and they can lead by example. Administrators are like little dictators, and I can't stand them. And I think you're absolutely right. Kirk McKenzie is with us, and we're taking America back, and that's what we're talking about. When we come back, we're going to talk more about grassroots and what we need to do to take America back at the local level, the producer level. Those who actually make things that you need. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kirk McKenzie, on your website, it says that 30% of America's counties are on the brink of financial collapse and that they will collapse if the federal government overreach is allowed to continue. You also say that we in rural America produce the things to sustain the rest of the nation, i.e. crops, cattle, and so forth, and that we are the men. And that we are men and women of modest means, that we are not 9-to-5 employees, we are not rich, and we are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, without help from family and friends, I could not have left to go to the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meeting, because I could not leave the farm without assistance. I mean, fortunately, I had that assistance. But what I'm saying is you are absolutely right. So what do we do?
Well, so again, you need to get back and take control of these counties.
Yeah,
and
right.
Turn them into constitutional counties. Now, the constitutional part has a lot of aspects to it. I've kind of chosen to focus on a couple of things that really make a difference. And one of those is this jurisdiction. And I've done a presentation on that, and it's available for the Federal America website on DVD for those who are interested in the full story. But the essence of it, these lands that we call federal are not federal. They belong to the people of the states. And I think it's a gross misconception to believe that they have the authority over our national forest, when in fact they don't. So, you know, we seem to not realize that, and we're allowing them by default to act as if they own these land, to act as if they're the sovereigns. The fact of the matter is, it's the people in this country that are the sovereigns. And these lands are ours. They're either ours as public property or they're ours as private property. The only exception to that is federal enclaves, which are authorized under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. And those are for very specific enumerated purposes, such as forts and other mechanisms for defense. That's it. The rest of these lands belong to us, and the federal government may be managing them. And I think it's time we fired them as managers and began to manage them ourselves, because we can certainly do a much better job. And part of the challenge, I think, is that I think that people who don't live in, who aren't on the front line of the attack of rural America does not have a lot of people. And yet the value to the country is immense, because our energy comes from rural America, our water, our food, our food quality, our building material, steel, concrete, wood, and so forth, all come from rural America. And it's the last, essentially, productive sector of the economy that we haven't exported. You know, we've exported all of our manufacturing, car manufacturing, computer manufacturing. We've exported all these things. And when we lose rural America, we really have nothing left. And the people of these communities are generally ignored in favor of larger population areas, larger cities. Say, for example, in California, you know, you have these battles going on up in Northern California, but there's only maybe a million people combined in all these counties. Compare that to the Bay Area, where we've got probably tens of millions of people, or L.A. Basin, and they're voting, and they're voting out of ignorance, because the biggest single thing that they're voting for these days is the belief that the environment is threatened, and that therefore you need to do all these things like endangered species listings, and you need to shut down the forests and shut down the access and get rid of the cars and all these kind of things, because Mother Earth is about to die. It's a complete fraud. And I think that people really need to begin to understand that. It's certainly been a learning process for me the last 2 or 3 years, but I've come to realize, you know, I am an environmentalist. I do believe that, you know, in a Garden of Eden, I think most Americans do, and that's why they've been so successful with this destructive program, because they've couched a political agenda in green clothing. But in fact, that agenda is the abolition of private property and property ownerships, even the public land ownerships, bring it all back under state control, redistribution of wealth, and so forth. You know, attack on our last remaining productive sector. And we can see this, for example, in our food supply. Right now, China is taking over our poultry production and our poultry processing. They're shipping it back to China, and they've taken over ham. They've taken over the largest ham producer here in this country, and now they're going after beef. We're finding the Great Lakes, the water in those lakes is being exported now to other countries, and draining the Great Lakes a bottle at a time. I think that what really needs to happen is we need to address this is the last stand, rural America, and we have to couch the battle in a way that resonates with urban Americans. So I think urban Americans care about the environment. So it's our duty to show them how all these listings are actually resulting in the blowtorching of our forests, the genocidal cruelty to animals. Over 100 million animals have burned to death in, you know, these catastrophic Holocaust fires in the last 10 years in the western states. It's destroying our habitat. It's destroying the species, including the endangered species and the grasses and all the rest of that. and it's resulting in, you know, massive violations of the Clean Air Act as the smoke gets into the air and into our lungs, massive violations of the Clean Water Act as the sediments now flow right into the rivers and so forth. And I think we need to show people that the environment they care about, in fact, this neo-environmentalism is a political movement that is destroying the environment, not protecting it. We need to talk to them about food quality. We need to talk to them about recreational access and how everything is being shut down, including the now attack on Yosemite National Park. I think once we begin to convey the message in a way that resonates with the things that urban America, you know, is concerned about, then we can get back to the situation where we begin to have a substantial vote that begins to vote in favor of and supportive of rural America. I think we have to stop whining about it as being our problem only and making sure that we convey this to be a national issue. And then I think we have a chance. But we have to gotta take these counties, turn them into constitutional counties, take on neo-environmentalism, and begin to package a message a lot more effectively than we have in the past, and we've got to organize our work together.
So, Kirk McKenzie, I just want to share with you that I'm in total agreement with you. I moved to Missouri from the coast because I thought, I spent some time in California, and I didn't like it. I spent some time on the East Coast, and I didn't like it. So you're absolutely right. The coasts are gone. Now, I have said publicly that I am making my stand, my last stand, on the farm. And I think that in rural America, that's really what we need to do. And I'm trying to help rural America understand that this is where we need to take our stand. Now, if you look at the federal government, they have run the space program. I don't mean to get derailed here, but let me just share this with you. If you look at the space program, our government has polluted outer space. They have polluted it to the point where they can't even track all the trash that's in their own way for the next launches that they want to, or the next satellites that they want to launch. So they're not capable. They took a pristine environment, outer space, and they trashed it. So we can't trust them. We can't trust them to do anything. I mean, they had 100% control of outer space, and they ruined it. So we need to run for office, as you said. We need to run for commissioners. We need to run for local office. And we need to not go along just because that's the status quo. We need to say no. We need to say no to raising taxes. We need to say yes to lowering taxes. We need to eliminate restrictions that are overbearing. I'm in total agreement with you. So how do we all get together to do this, or do it independently, Kirk?
Well, I think we have to do it together, and I think that I have what I call communicate, coordinate, cooperate. If you're going to organize, then you have to basically know who the people are and how to reach them that you're organizing. So that begins the communication. So you have to have a communication system that allows you to connect the people and then to connect to each other. So communication, then they have to begin to work together in a cooperative fashion, which is the coordination and cooperation. I think that's the key. So, for example, rather than having a million-man march and then having it disappear, you know, I organize a few thousand or a few 10,000 people and, you know, go in county by county, find out who's active, find out who will stand up, get them trained and educated, give them the tools, and get them connected with other counties that are adjacent to them or in our same state, and begin to work in a cooperative fashion. So, for example, we've taken on a what's called a frogs and toads listing here in California. Now, for your listeners, the spotted owl listing was a fraud. We now know it's not a species. They weren't endangered. Shut down the forests of Northern California and Southern Oregon, and it failed. It failed miserably. So what was the solution? Well, shut down more forests. So they shut down the remaining forests on the Pacific coast throughout Oregon, all the way up through the state of Washington, commanding the border. So essentially, the prime parts of our forests along the Pacific coast have been closed. Now they're going after the eastern forests here in California in the name of frogs and toads, another fraudulent listing. It's going to affect 2 million acres, which is bigger than the three or four smaller states, and it affects 14 counties. So we now have organized the response to this and used that as a vehicle, one, to fight a cause that we have to fight and win, but we've also used it as a way to further educate people on the issue, show them what the impact of this, show them how the fraudulent nature of this system works, how they're falsifying the science. In other words, we're using it as an opportunity to teach people, organize people, and get them to stand up because they're now fully awake. And it has finally gone from the brain to the gut. They understand the consequences of inaction. And that is the point that we have to reach. And I think that's the way you have to reach it, is you have to take the global issues, but you've got to tie it to the problems that are happening at the asphalt level. You've got to bring it down to the fights that people are fighting. And so for me, in rural America, that's why I say it's neo-environmentalism, because it is all these things that I used to think were good, like the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, and so forth, have essentially.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, the freeze-dry guy fed us at the sheriff's conference, and it was great. So if you're interested in long-range patrol rations, I have them. I have them here at the farm. I bought them. 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. And he purchased the entire government overrun of long-range patrol rations. If you're interested, you can give him a call. FreezeDryGuy.com. Kirk McKenzie's with us. DefendRuralAmerica.com. DefendRuralAmerica.com. Page one, USAPrepares.com. Top post, you can click on it, and there's a link to Kirk's website. Kirk, you've got some training materials that I'd like you to tell us about, please.
Well, there's quite a few. It's I've been studying the world for almost 30 years now. This has been no small effort for me, and the where I come from is guided by what makes a difference and what works. The In the past 3 years or so, I produced a series of videos that systematically takes, exposes, and provides solutions, importantly, for the things that are really destroying us, like the central bankers. So I have I wrote a book, and I wrote three one-hour seminars on the monetary system, jurisdiction, land patents, constitutional county. I can go on and on. There's a whole series of them. I've now produced them as DVDs, and if somebody goes to the DefendRuralAmerica.com website, there's a link across the top that says store, and you can go through and actually take a look at those. And the most important, the ones I put into a package called the Patriot Kit, and if you go ahead and buy the whole series, and I really encourage people to do that, and essentially about, an hour an evening for a week or two, you'll learn more about the world in that period of time than you will learn it in a lifetime. And it's going to be the stuff that really people, the movement needs to understand in order to know what to do and what the priorities are, what to attack. You know, stop chasing the symptoms and let's go after the causes. And so that's my contribution to the effort.
Okay, I'm looking at that right now. It's called the Patriot Collection. It's at DefendRuralAmerica.com, DefendRuralAmerica.com. Click on the store tab, and there's a series of seven DVDs, and one of them is about why we are in so much debt. Then the next one is neo-environmentalism.
Three one-hour seminars on monetary system. That's the debt one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
I guess the only point I was trying to make is some of those DVDs actually contain two or even three presentations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And then you talk about scientific fraud, then the unconstitutional shadow government, how to take our county back,
country.
constitutional county, I'm sorry, country, and jurisdiction. I think it's fabulous. So are those the essential tools for us to take our country back? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, they really are. Each one of them takes on a slightly different part of the whole issue. Now, I could generate a lot more, and I have more of them down there. And in fact, you know, if I put everything I've learned in 30 years out there, I could probably easily get five times as many. But the key is, what do we need to know to be able to fight the battle that has to be fought? And those seven will do that.
So let me ask you this. Let's say there are groups of patriots. Let's say there are groups of preparedness-minded individuals and survivalists across the country. And that's something that we've been trying to foster and encourage people who listen to this broadcast to do. Let's say there are many of them. If they were to buy these seven DVDs in the Patriot Collection, would they, if they showed them, oh, let's say 1 or 2 hours per meeting, let's say they do what we do, have a meetup per week, would they have enough information to go forward and take our country back?
Absolutely. I think you're right on the money. That's exactly what I encourage people to do.
There you go, class. Kirk McKenzie has been with us this hour, and I'm delighted to have him as a USAPrepares.com senior instructor. Our plan is to take America back and to provide the tools to do it. It's not free. It's not free. It takes work. It takes enthusiasm. It takes passion. And that's what you heard from Kirk. And I hope that's what you hear in this broadcast. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity product are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.